And as we just heard, some of the good news from the week is that job creation's been on the rise. And Pierre's Chris Arnold reports that one particular bright spot for job growth is manufacturing. He's been visiting small manufacturers in New England and has this report.
It's easy to think of U.S. manufacturing as a dying industry, but it's not. The U.S. is one of the top exporters in the world. U.S. manufacturing has been suffering when it comes to jobs. There's been a decline in jobs for decades, and that's because computers and robots do more of the work now. But coming out of this recession, U.S. manufacturers are hiring on more workers again. This latest jobs report showed a gain of 29,000 new manufacturing jobs.
We've hired 9 people since January 1st.
Steve Tomasi is the CEO of Boston Centerless in Woburn, Massachusetts. The company does what's called centerless grinding of metal. Tomasi walks over to one machine that's shaping steel rods that'll go into fuel injectors for cars. The rods, he says, have to be perfectly round down to a tiny margin of error.
Approximately 1/100th of a human hair. That ultimately controls the amount of emissions that go into the air.
A lot of people say that this is the future of American manufacturing, making super precise products with well-trained workers, basically stuff that can't be made as well for less money in places like China. And in fact, companies like this one over the past few years have started selling more products to China and lots of other countries. The weaker U.S. dollar is helping with that.
Once we get in a country, people talk and say, hey, listen, I was able to buy this product at this company in Woburn, Massachusetts, that works fantastic. We sell to companies in Australia, Singapore, Malaysia, China, Israel, Ireland, England.
Another machine here is cranking out steel rods to be used for foot-long surgical drill bits for knee surgery. The medical device market is a big one for U.S. manufacturers. And U.S. companies right now are ramping up production on all kinds of surprising and innovative products.
This is a new design of a bullet that is environmentally friendly. It's a lead-free bullet.
Tomasi walks over to a wooden box that's full of metal bars that'll be made into these new kinds of bullets.
Of the 750 million or so bullets that get produced every year, 2/3 of those bullets are shot on the range, or ranges around the U.S., and they've had issues with those bullets ending up in the fields and contaminating the soil.
Because of the lead, you mean?
Because of the lead that was in the bullet, exactly.
All over the country, there are companies like this, with names that you've never heard of, employing 100 people here, 75 people there, making high-precision manufactured goods. Catherine Shaw is an economics professor at Stanford University.
There's buildings on the highway. They're just sort of blah-looking buildings. You have no idea what's taking place inside them. You know, the name of the company means nothing. There's a lot going on there, and there's a lot of them.
Actually, many companies say that they'd be hiring more people if they could get better educated job applicants, but they complain that most high schools and colleges don't appreciate the opportunities in manufacturing.
People are just underestimating the possibilities.
President Obama spoke to this yesterday after the latest jobs report came out. He visited an auto parts factory in Indiana.
We're going to have a lot of jobs in the service sector because we're a mature economy. But America's economy is always going to rely on outstanding manufacturing, where we make stuff, where we're not just buying stuff overseas, but we're making stuff here and we're selling it to somebody else.
And at least some economists think that we're actually at an inflection point for U.S. manufacturing right now. After decades of job losses at big factories, they say a newer breed of smaller, high-tech manufacturers are well-positioned to sell more products around the world and hire more workers. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.